just said it. You missed.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I did a little something there. I'm starting here on a Monday with a bang.
Yeah, you are.
We just played something. See, you were chatting with Biggie, and he's back, by the way.
Yeah.
Thank God you're back.
Look at this guy in here.
Well, you were chatting with him, and we played a little lead-in thing, and you didn't hear it, but you were saying on a season or two ago of that show y'all watch, Below Deck, that the flamboyant chef, Jono, when it was time to do something, he'd go, let's pop this. Okay.
Yeah.
So 3 seconds before air, I said, all right, everybody, let's pop this. And
you can't say that.
Y'all didn't hear
it.
No. So y'all were like,
we were like, what in the world?
Jesus. Gross.
On a Monday?
You're not a flamboyant gay chef. You can't pull that off.
That's what you said in the clip, but you didn't hear the clip.
No.
I said, should I say that from before segments? And you all are like, no, God, no. So it is countdown 3 seconds ago, and I was like, all right, let's pop this pussy. And y'all just were like, oh, God, that's disgusting.
Chris Dem stand by our statement.
Chris Dem was pointing out something to me that, once again, is only, I think Chris Dem would notice is, I told him I watched over my time. I watched a limited series.
We missed you. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
I mean, all I have is time.
Your time.
And all I do is pee and watch shows.
Yes.
So I watched a show called Black Rabbit. It's a limited series.
I've heard great things.
I really enjoyed it. I thought it was really well done.
Is this the Jason Bateman new vehicle?
Mm-hmm. I've heard it compared to Ozark, his last.
Not as good as Ozark, but good. Mm-hmm. But I said, I really have moved to enjoying limited series instead of whole TV shows, because you get an ending.
Exactly.
You get a wrap up. And Chris Dem said, it's called film. You've just invented movies.
Well, longer.
Yeah.
It's right. Longer. It's episodic. There's episodes.
But it is a long movie.
Yeah. Otherwise, you guys are just dealing with cliffhangers.
There's a lot of
cliffhanger. Yeah. Well, with film, at least you get an ending.
Even on shows like limited series, that you'll have 8 episodes ready, and after the end of the first episode, there's a big cliffhanger, and you're like, well, let me go ahead and go to number two. There's no waiting.
Oh, yeah.
You just go right to it. You know, you used to have to wait around for it.
Well, that's what I would do is, of course, I had nothing but time, so I would just let them roll through.
Mm-hmm.
But I really enjoyed it. I think, Chris Kelly, you would enjoy it as well.
Yeah, that's on my list. It's on my list. Hmm. I have so much right now. It's just so much happening, you know, and this weekend I couldn't get away from sports.
Hmm.
Just, you know, I was in for the Ryder Cup. I was in for NFL. I watched Georgia and Alabama play.
Were you part of the appalling American crowd that may alter the face of the Ryder Cup forever?
Forever. You know, they always say going into the Ryder Cup, this is when fans really can cut loose. And this year, especially with it being in New York, they're like, oh boy, it's going to be in New York. They're going to cut loose. And it is appalling behavior. I mean, so ungolf-like, too. And not to mention, the real, the drawing of the ire really went to Rory McIlroy. And we love him. Americans love him.
Mm-hmm. Any other time, everyone's rooting for Rory.
Look at the Masters.
I mean, of course.
Oh, Rory. They were cheering for him over Americans.
He wept. He fell to his knees and wept.
On American soil.
With a standing ovation. Mm-hmm.
In Augusta, Georgia.
We cried with him.
6 months later, you suck, your wife's ugly.
They threw drinks at his wife.
Yeah. Now that's over the line. You can't.
The blank you Rory chant.
Unbelievable.
Led by the MC, which I didn't know they had.
Yeah.
I didn't know they had an MC. Did you see that this? Jeez. The MC apparently also was trying to get them to chant multiple things. The one that really caught on was F you Rory. F you Rory. But there were others that they tried to get him going with.
Here we go. 1, 2, clap. 1, 2, clap. Here come the lyrics. Scotty Scheffler.
Oh, man.
That boo was well deserved.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, is that the voice of young Heather McMahon?
That is who that is.
Who was let go of her duties?
That's correct, yes.
How do you get fired from being a golf MC?
Jeez.
That is comedian Heather
That wasn't
McMahon.
Her worst work.
No, she did worse.
I'm going to let the forefathers try to teach you this.
We're going to try this one more time. If it doesn't work, we'll do a douche DeChambeau one. All right? You want the whole crowd rocking when you stamp it on the bleachers, all right? Right here.
No, we're not doing that. We're not doing a Scottie Scheffler chant. Not to mention, he played horribly until the last round. He won his last round. Over Rory, he won. Americans made a charge.
They made it exciting, at least.
It was exciting at the end. And then, finally, Shane Lowry put an end to it. This is the winning putt for the Europeans.
He did it.
The 2019 Open champion stands tall and delivers for the European team, who have retained the Ryder Cup.
They retained it. They won 15-13, but going into the final round, they were up 11.5 to 4.5.
Yeah. They're
killing it. They usually beat us in those. It seems like it to me anyway. As a casual viewer, they beat us in the first two rounds of that team play, and then the U.S. usually makes a charge, and it's like, are they far enough ahead? You know, in the singles play, the U.S. oftentimes comes back. But it's Europeans had a big enough lead that they were able to hold.
The U.S. has had some legendary comebacks
on
the final day. But you're always right. It's that team. It's like I never recall them ever getting a strong start.
Mm-hmm. No, very rare. I guess when they win, if they get if they can play even on the first 2 days, they usually crush it in singles. Although, who could forget the miracle at Medina? Yeah. They talked about that a lot on the Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
That's a European comeback. The miracle. I thought that was American. It was a European comeback in 2012. They were way down and on foreign soil, on American soil, and the Europeans came back and won it.
Well, it got so bad Saturday. I think they were looking to talk about anything.
Boy, they were, and they had like a European commentator in the booth. He's like, "Don't forget, we were so salty at Medina, the comeback, and all that." This is more of them not being able to quiet the crowd as Rory would putt.
It's been incredibly vocal out here this afternoon, I have to say. And I think Rory's looking at the referee now, just asking people to settle down. Yeah, it's getting a little out of hand out here right now.
So after a lengthy time over that putt.
If there's any bios out there looking for a bit of trouble, this is a game they're going to come and look for.
Exactly. That's the guy that was always commenting on European champs from the past. And anyway, poor Rory just drew most of the crowd.
Well, and I believe he complained about it too, which the minute you complain about it, you're putting a bullseye on yourself.
That's right.
And he complained in press conferences afterwards too.
Yeah, he did.
So it's like when that happens, what do we do as Americans? Oh, little bitch boy.
Double down.
We turned it up.
But he was the one carrying the trophy on the bus.
He sure was.
Yeah.
And they were singing, "Rory's in your head."
Well, Rory, he did lose, an epic finals, like, singles between him and Scheffler, and Scheffler beat him, but it wasn't enough, you know, and occasionally Rory would make a putt and turn to the crowd and, like, pound his chest, and say, "F you." They went after his wife, they threw a drink at her, they yelled at him, "She's only a four." They yelled at him, "You were better off with Amanda Baliones," which was a rumored tryst that he had.
Yes. Yeah.
Never confirmed.
No. Like 2 years ago, remember he was getting ready. I think he was going to separate from his wife and they rekindled.
Yeah.
And there was a rumor he was dating the CBS golf announcer, Amanda Baliones, which was not true.
Anytime you saw them together when she would interview him, they were very, I wouldn't say flirtatious, but just very, you could tell.
Cozy.
Yeah. Oh, good word, cozy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. We congratulate the Europeans. We will see you in 2 years on your soil and just see what happens over there.
Well, they'll give it to us. They always do.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
I know they do.
They're just as rude.
Well, are they? That's the, because New York is always like,
well,
I've heard they may never play it in New York again because this was the furthest over the line it's ever been.
I always thought.
Who said that?
I read it. I read that the headline was, "Future of Ryder Cup in New York in doubt because of the way the fans
are." Yeah.
Now, they don't play it there. I mean, you know, it goes from place to place to place, and this is just one time.
I always felt like the Europeans had the ruder fans.
Well, they sing a lot.
Yeah.
I think it's a different
chant,
spirit.
Yeah.
Different vibe.
Much better at chanting than us, clearly.
Yeah.
Well, they do that whole, or whatever it is.
And we've got Scotty Scheffler.
That's the Florida State chant.
No wonder Scotty didn't play well the first 2 days.
Was that the tomahawk drop?
I did the tomahawk. No, they go, ole, ole.
Yeah, there you go.
That's it.
Oh,